the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. And it happened as he spoke these things that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you." But Christ said, "More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Jesus said, "More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." The most holy, blessed Virgin Mary heard the word of God and kept it. And because of that, we celebrate her birth, her life, and her dormition, the passing of the Virgin Mary from earthly life. And our reading from Philippians, verse 2, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it something to be held on to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. It was through Mary that the descent of Christ from heaven to take on human flesh was made possible. It was her effort to hear and keep God's word by the Holy Spirit, and that Jesus was born to save us, give us eternal life, a life with meaning and with hope. There's a commentary, it's called "The Year of the Grace of the Lord." This quote: "If each year we celebrate reverently the anniversaries of the deaths of the precursor, the apostles, and the martyrs, there is much more reason to celebrate the death of the Mother of God, who is also our Mother, and whose holiness and glory is far beyond that any of us or any of the other elect in the world." According to texts of the church, they express belief in the bodily assumption of Mary. According to this belief, Mary's body did not suffer corruption, which follows death. It did not stay in the tomb. Mary, raised from the dead, was carried to heaven by angels. I noticed the icon when I came in. There's an angel carrying Mary to heaven, very tough. It's the glorification of the all-pure and all-holy Mother of God in her soul and in her flesh. The Assumption is the feast not only of Mary, but of all human nature. For in Mary, human nature reached its goal. Mary's life manifests the destiny and development of a human nature which is entirely faithful to God by hearing the word of God and keeping it. The Virgin Mary was a unique person, a unique creature, as close to God as possible for a created human being. Jesus' flesh was entirely and solely from the flesh of Mary. Father John of Kronstadt: "The Mother of God is one flesh and blood and one spirit with the Redeemer as his mother. So infinitely great by the grace of God was her merit that she became the Mother of God himself, giving him immaculate and sacred flesh, nourishing him with her milk, carrying him in her arms, clothing him, caring in every way for him during his infancy, kissing and caressing him time without number, Who can describe the greatness of the Mother of God? The Virgin Mary raised Jesus, the Son of God, and was a witness to His life, death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven. She could see, hear, and touch Him. What about us? What about me? What about you? Can we see, hear, and touch our Lord and Savior? The answer is a definite yes. Here in the Divine Liturgy, Christ is in our midst. It's a mystery. We have to come with effort and exercise your faith, our faith. We have to exercise our belief. We have to exercise that here in your heart, not just something in your head that you read somewhere. Now, recent gospels and homilies given over the last 4 or 5 weeks, I'm not going to go over all of them, but just highlight a few things, can help us to see, to hear, and to touch Christ. The eye is the lamp of the body, and through it we can receive the light of God to enable us to be holy and to live a life of virtue. To see with spiritual eyes. With spiritual eyes. Two blind men followed Him, Christ, crying aloud, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." Jesus touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it done to you." And their eyes were opened. In many ways, isn't that us? It's me. Let us come to have our eyes open, to see Christ as the blind man saw Him. In the Feast of the Transfiguration, God was revealed to Peter, James, and John, and that Christ was the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, and was indeed the Messiah. And the gospel account also says that a voice from a bright cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him." Just as the Virgin Mary and so many others could hear Jesus speak, and the apostles heard Him, we can hear Him speak to us here in the Divine Liturgy. Through the Scriptures, through prayers, through hymns, and homilies, through the life of each other, the body of Christ, by the Holy Spirit. God speaks to our hearts, and we can hear Him. In last week's gospel, Jesus fed the 5,000, not counting women and children, in the Divine Liturgy. Jesus feeds us spiritually. He gives us of His own precious body and blood for our spiritual health and for our salvation. We are spiritually sick. I am. We need forgiveness. We need help. We need healing. We need nourishment and food to live a holy life. Christ is the bread of life. The Eucharist is the medicine of immortality that heals us. I'm hindered by my sin and weakness. But by seeing, hearing, and touching Christ, I'm being healed by God's grace and by His tender mercies. The good news is that God desires for all to come in repentance and faith to receive forgiveness and healing. I'm going to try to see if I can do this. About 51 years ago, I was in a very bad place, mentally, spiritually, psychologically, mentally. Did I say that? It was a lot of bad places. I was in Vietnam, and very far away from where, from God. And you have to say, did you hear what God said to you? Being in that bad place, a man sat down with me. Actually, I was behind a desk. I couldn't get out of where I was. And he said, and this is the testimony, it's from 1 John 5, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. And he who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Well, I had never thought of that, but I started to think a lot about it. It was in here, moving around, and I knew that I didn't have the Son. And I was thinking of that life. Several things happened during that time to accentuate that, make it a little more exciting, I guess. A couple of missiles and a few things and guard duty, and things are okay. I came home from work the next day. You know, got up, went to work. 12-hour shifts, came back and lit up my evening joint. I'm smoking pot. Had been doing it since February when I got there. I think my head was as big a fog as you can come up with. But when I did, I heard God speak. If you do this, you'll never know me. That was new. Began to think about that. And then got up, went to work the next day. It was after I'd prayed with this guy. I'll kind of jump there. I prayed and asked the Lord to help me. Just to help me, because I needed it and I didn't know which other way to go. Forgive me, heal me, whatever. And then the next day is when that happened, after I had prayed that next night. And then the second day I did the same thing. Went to work, came home, lit up, and again heard that here. And each of us has to hear God here in order to be and live a holy life. Haven't touched it. Haven't wanted it since. And here I am for where Christ is. I heard what He said. And each of us is like that. You've got to hear what God says here. Hear it within the church. Hear it from the priests, your friends, your family. Much to be thankful for. Life. Some people would say, maybe not as normal up here as I could be, but I've got family. The church is a family, and y'all are my family. Because we're all united to Christ. We're in union with Him. And because of that, we're children of God. So, it's easy to take the divine liturgy when we come here for granted. It's easy to get distracted by too many other things to do, to have to sit through it. It's a long time. Not really. When we come, we have to pay attention. We have to work to participate, to bring our minds and our hearts back when they wander off somewhere. What we have to do or not do or whatever. Does your mind wander off sometimes? Mine does sometimes. I have to bring it back. Because there's a lot to be heard here, to see here, to taste here, to touch. Don't we sing? We sing. Let us now lay aside all earthly care, that we may receive the King of all. It is a mystery. It's a lifelong journey of growing in grace and moving up glory to glory, where one day we will be with Christ in heaven, with all the saints and the angels, and thank God. My friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are in the presence of God. Just as Mary, the Mother of God, could see, hear, and touch Christ on earth, we can see, hear, and touch Christ. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." May God grant us eyes of faith and a heart of faith to see, hear, and touch Him all the days of our lives, because He is good and holy and He loves mankind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.